Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo e-learning page. Don't forget that Echo membership would provide you with unlimited access to a whole range of other educational courses, as well as the entire content of the Echo e-library. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
My name is Fernando Magro. I'm from Porto Medical School, and it is a pleasure to speak about histology in ulcerative colitis. In stride to consensus, we have short-term goals and long-term goals. And the short-term goals are symptomatic response and remission, and long-term goals, normalizations of fecal calprotectin and mucosal healing. However, histology and histological healing, it was not considered a formal goal. However, there are some authors that think that epithelial neutrophilic infiltrates are now the rising star in ulcerative colitis, or early changes in epithelial neutrophilic infiltrates predict long-term response to biologics in ulcerative colitis. And for some others, histological remission in ulcerative colitis under the microscope is the cure. My first question is, calprotectin an important biomarker in ulcerative colitis? If the answer is yes, you need to look for histology. Indeed, neutrophils are very important as inflammatory cells in ulcerative colitis because there is transluminal and transepithelial migration of neutrophils. And the neutrophils induce tissue damage and the escalation of inflammatory process with ulceration and erosions in epithelial barrier. And the major protein of neutrophils is calprotectin. So, if you are measure fecal calprotectin, you are measure neutrophils in feces. And there is a high negative predictive value for calprotectin in ulcerative colitis regarding endoscopy and histological activity. And calprotectin levels are increased when neutrophils are present in epithelium and in intestinal mucosa as erosions or ulcers. And also if there are neutrophils in the epithelium. So if you are measure calprotectin in some way, we are major neutrophils in feces. And fecal calprotectin is a surrogate marker of clinical relapse in ulcerative colitis, and it was showed in a meta-analysis of 14 papers with a pool sensitivity of 0.7 and a pool specificity of 0.7. And fecal calprotectin is also a surrogate marker of endoscopic healing with an area and curve of 0.7 with a cutoff of 251. But fecal calprotectin is also a surrogate marker of histological remission in ulcerative colitis with a area and curve of 0.7 and a cutoff for calprotectin for remission of 75. So if fecal calprotectin is related to outcome, why not histology is related with outcome? And indeed, one of the first meta-analyses published in 2016 with 15 studies, roughly 29% of patients in clinical and in endoscopic remission still have histological activity. And histological remission decreases the likelihood of relapse with RR of 0.4, and the risk of clinical relapse in patients with clinical remission achieving histological remission is lower than those with persistent inflammation, and it was also showed in a recent meta-analysis published in Gastro in 2020, and the patients with histological remission have a 61% lower risk of clinical relapse. But it is also true for patients with ulcerative colitis in clinical remission and with endoscopic, myoendoscopic of 0 or 1. If those patients still have histological activity, they have a likelihood increased of or relapse and of escalation treatment. And what about randomized control trials? For FDA, a claim of mucosal killing would not be supported by endoscopic findings that provide only an assessment of the visual appearance of the mucosa. Any claim related to findings on endoscopy in the absence of validated histological assessment of the mucosa would be limited to endoscopic appearance of mucosa. However, in the randomized controlled trials in a recent systematic review and meta-analysis, it was showed a poor remission rate difference between clinical remission, endoscopic remission, and histological remission roughly the same. So histological remission is not a more strict endpoint than clinical remission or endoscopic remission, perhaps due to the time of randomized controlled trials to look for histological remission between 8 and 12 weeks. So you need to look for histological features, and it is important to speak with our pathologist for look for neutrophils in the epithelium, to look for neutrophils in the lamina propria or crypt abscess, and are markers of and features of histological activity. And in a recent paper, it was shown that improvement in epithelial neutrophils from 0 to 14 weeks gave the best accuracy to predict endoscopic and histoendoscopic mucosal improvement after 1 year. So, neutrophils in the epithelium have a Wolf's ratio of 3.6 for persistent endoscopic and histological activity after 1 year of treatment. So, what's the conflict now? We need to know if the pathologist is speaking the same language and if the gastroenterologist is speak the same language. It is very important to speak the same. And in ECHO consensus, it was wide acceptance that cryptitis, crypt abscess, neutrophils in epithelium, erosions, and ulcers are markers of histological activity. And the lamina propria neutrophils are undebated. So now we have the words. Now we have the language to use in clinical practice. And neutrophils are not normally present with the lamina propria or epithelium, and histological activity is defined by neutrophil infiltrations of epithelium and or lamina propria. And the neutrophils in the epithelium, the inter-observer reproducibility is high, so high as 0.7, and the same for inter-observer reproducibility of 0.7. Eosinophils alone should not be used as a marker of histological activity as well as basal plasmocytosis. So we have findings, we have words, and you need to speak the same language. And now we have Gibbs or Robert or Nancy Score. And with criterion for histological response, histological remission, and absence of histological response and histological remission. And for randomized controlled trials, Robert, Nancy, or Gibbs are recommended. And for observational studies, Nancy is suggested because it's easier to apply. So, dear colleagues, take-home message. Endoscopic healing is not an absolute indicator of histologic healing. Drugs for ulcerative colitis are able to induce histological response and remission. Histological remission is an independent predictor of ulcerative colitis outcome, and absence of microscopic activity predicts a lower relapse rate and ulcerative colitis complications. However, we have some drawbacks. Need of standardizations in the randomized controlled trials, consistency in definitions of response and remission in randomized and observational trials, understanding the kinetics of neutrophils and basic features in intestine after drug treatment. When evaluate 8 weeks, 12, 16 weeks, need of prospective studies with clear, measurable outcomes. Thanks for your attention.